And I've been told that I'm joined by Mr. Hisham Jaber, a political commentator from Beirut. He's joining me to express his views on the non-aligned movement and the summit which is being held in Tehran. Welcome to the programme, sir. It's good to have you. Mr. Jaber, what do you think about the non-aligned movement in general? Since its establishment, how much has it been able to keep its momentum?
Everybody knows that this movement has been created in 1961, and it was effective until the day when the Soviet Union did collapse in 1990. Then it was out of hearing or any activity until now, when Tehran did invite them to this conference, which is, in my opinion, is a real, very important event in the political scene in this world. This conference is a real challenge, first to the Western Bloc, and especially if you look who was really disturbed by this conference, Israel and the United States, you know, in particular. Now, when Tehran can collect and invite 120 countries, among them more than 30 or 35 head of state or prime minister, it's a real event. And also, many other countries came as observers. I think this conference is a breakthrough of the monopoly. Political monopoly by the great power on this world. We can expect in the next 2 years a lot of, you know, a presence of this movement, and especially that this movement now is headed by Iran. Everybody knows that Iran, the Western Bloc and United States tried to isolate Iran for years. Now this event came to make a breakthrough of this isolation, and I think it's very, very good and positive, you know, move now and event, as we said. And I think nobody can ignore the presence of 120 countries member of the General Assembly of the United Nations. Even Mr. Ban Ki-moon, who received a lot of pressure for not coming, but he cannot ignore that number of independent countries member in the United Nations.
Indeed, and as you pointed, there, the UN Secretary General himself, Mr. Ban Ki-moon, was under a lot of pressure by Washington and its allies not to take part in this summit in Tehran. I mean, in general, how much has Washington been able to influence the movement itself in terms of being able to dissuade its member states?
Yes, nobody can deny the presence and the influence of Washington on many countries. You know, even among those countries who came, it's a brave action. You know, among those countries, many countries, of course, they are not aligned, but they have interest in with the United States, and they are under the pressure of America. But doesn't mean they are under orders or under occupation. Or those are independent countries. It depends to country by country, you know, to act based on the independence and the freedom of position, and also at the same time good relation with the Western Bloc and especially United States. But if we don't have to be that very optimistic and to say that this movement can face, you know, the superpower, especially the American superpower, but at the same time can limit this movement, limit that if you, I don't know how to explain it, limit the aggression, political aggression of the American administration towards the third world, and to study and to deal with those countries case by case and one by one, based on the first, the interest of the United States, which is come first for the Americans, and second, the possibility to maintain good relations with those countries. You know, it's international relations. It depends. We are talking about 120 and more, 150 independent countries. Every country, small or big, is member of the United Nations and General Assembly. And the international relation is very important. And first, as we said, that when Iran can invite all those countries and will be the guest in this conference, and they will discuss, you know, international problems and regional problems, and they may come with one, you know, I wouldn't say one single opinion, but it will minimize that divergence in the politics and the point of view towards the problems in the world, minimize the divergence, and they will come with a decision may have a lot of influence in the foreign policy of the Americans and the Western Bloc.
Indeed. Well, Mr. Jaber, I mean, we know that the majority of the world's energy resources lies in the hands of NAM member states. How much can this superiority and advantage affect some of the decisions that UN Security Council members make?
Yeah, you're talking about the energy. The energy is the first interest now or so far to the superpowers and to everyone. Without this energy, without the problem of energy, we should not have, you know, that those wars like Iraq. If Iraq didn't have energy, I wouldn't believe that Mr. George W. Bush would invade Iraq. The energy is very important. Those countries are all interested by energy. Some of them, they product energy and they sell energy. And the superpower is very interested to control the energy everywhere. I think in this summit, also the problem of energy or the question of energy will be discussed. And I am not in a position to know what it will come as a decision or as a policy or as
indeed.
A line. Yes.
Indeed. Well, Mr. Jaber, I mean, we know that the movement has discussed several regional and international issues, among them the issue of Syria. How much do you think the movement can contribute to solving the crisis, especially with the fact that some member states have quite opposing views and different approaches to how to solve the issue of Syria?
Yes, sir. I'm not saying that all those countries who are in Tehran now, they have influence in the question in Syria or the problem in Syria. Unless this problem or this issue or this question will be before the General Assembly, of course, every country has to vote for it. But now, I am sure that among those countries who are in Tehran now, there are many countries who are affected in Syria, had influence in Syria, and can participate in a solution, especially political solution in Syria. And also, do not forget that Tehran came with initiative last month, you know, a few weeks ago, and I'm sure that initiative will be discussed, you know, in Tehran, in the meeting, in the conference. And and this, the presence of those countries, all those countries who had influence in the region, especially in Syria, of course, after the discussion of Tehran initiative, they will support that initiative, and they will give this initiative many chances to succeed.
Indeed. Eddie, well, Mr. Jaber, yes. I mean, with regards to this disunity among several member states, especially on some critical issues happening in the region, such as Bahrain and Syria, I mean, how can this disunity affect the status and decisions of NAM altogether?
Would you say again the question, please? I didn't...
yes, indeed. I mean, the main question now is, with the disunity among several member states on several issues, in general and as a whole, how can this affect the status and decisions of NAM in the foreseeable future?
Yes, yes, of course. I think, you know, nobody can deny that the discussion and the presence and the conference and the face-to-face communication and when you see many countries discussion, any political problem, regional or international, it will lead to a positive result. And those countries, of course, every country has its own problems, maybe economic, maybe politic, maybe problems with the neighborhood, etc. And I think I'm not calling for the unit of those countries, but it will create, you know, a climate of good health and a positive discussion in order to arrive to narrow the divergence between those countries. Especially, we are talking about the countries in the Gulf, you know, that for decades that America and its allies did create a psychological warfare or psychological operation to create a negative atmosphere between Iran and its neighbors in the Gulf, and to convince them that Iran is a potential enemy, which is not true at all. And every wise person believes that those countries in the Gulf, and they have interest to have good relations with Iran and vice versa, not the opposite, because the neighbor, the relation with this Iran will not deny their presence, and they should not deny the role of Iran as a player in that region. If they look for good relation between them, I think will be a credit and would be for the favor of the people, of their own people, and the peace in the region, not to apply an American agenda or Israeli agenda. I have to repeat, the presence of some countries there is very positive. Also, do not forget the presence of the Egyptian president, where the relationship between Iran and Egypt was for 32 years. Now, it's very important that presence and the relationship between Iran and Egypt is very important to increase for the best relation, for the better relation, because as a result, this good relation between Iran and Egypt, which Egypt, no one can deny the presence of Egypt, which was out, of presence for 30 years with the Mubarak regime. Now, I think both countries did understand, are convinced that maintaining good relation between them, it will establish, security and the peace in the region. And it's also, as we said, for the favor of the people in the whole region, especially in both countries.
Indeed.
Yes,
Mr. Jaber, I mean, we know that this summit has been held to discuss the latest global issues. The world leaders have come there to discuss the latest global issues. I mean, they will be doing the talk. They will be talking the talk, as they say, but will they be walking the walk? In other words, how much will they put their words and what they discussed to practice?
No, we have to try, first of all, and nobody, if we will arrive to a concrete result or not, we have to wait. It's not from one day to another to expect, concrete result on the land, but talk is good. Walk is good, and walking for the peace is good, and talking about the peace and the good relations and the special entity of non-aligned countries, you know, in this world. It's very important to recreate this movement. I said recreate. It was created and maybe in a coma for a long time. Now, it's very important to do something. And what that's, I see positive, because it's better than staying in tight relation and, you know, in this situation of fear between the countries. I think it's better now what we are doing and what happened now in Tehran. We have to wait and to see the result, how it will be translated on the field, on the land. And it's enough, as we said, that when you see Israel is very, very, very angry and anxious about such meeting, that's, in my opinion, is a sign of good health, and it's a positive. But I did not understand yesterday how Israel did criticize Ban Ki-moon and then tried to forbid him to go to that meeting. Up to my knowledge, Ban Ki-moon is not working for the government of Israel. And he must show that the United Nations is a neutral, is independent, care about it's his role to show this, to prove this, that the United Nations cares about the majority of its members. And as we said, and I repeat, you are talking about 130 countries and other countries as observers.
So, indeed, and Mr. Jaber, yes. What do you think the challenges of the non-aligned movement will be in the future?
Yes, to increase its presence, to show its power, to try to unite between themselves about the unite in a way that to have a single opinion or the similar opinion or similar policy toward the international problems. In that time, they will have a heavy presence and they will have influence, as we said, on the superpowers, and especially United States. Don't forget those members, those countries present the majority in the General Assembly. Of course, they are not members of the Security Council, but they are the majority in the General Assembly in the United Nations. Second, every country has its own role, whether in the world or in the region. So this kind of meeting, this kind of conference must be repeated, and every time we will see step by step that we will arrive to have a so-called, if you want, another superpower.
Indeed. Well, Mr. Jaber, we know that Iran is hosting this summit, and of course for the next 3 years it will be the president of the non-aligned movement taking over from Egypt. Now, with regards to the fact that the role Iran is playing both in the region and international community, how effective and how strong a role can Iran play? How effective can it be in future NAM decisions?
Yes, Iran is a nation, is a great nation, is not a small country. When this non-aligned movement was headed by Egypt, that Egypt had to be out, and for 30 years now, Iran started to be the head of this movement. Iran has a very important duty to do, and I think it would succeed to lead that movement. There is no reason that Iran will not succeed. Iran has a very good relation with many countries in the world, especially the BRICS countries, and Iran. Nobody can deny the role of Iran in the other countries, Lebanon and Iraq, and also the influence of Iran and the good relation.
Mr. Jaber, I'm sorry, we have to leave it there for the time being.